Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lamb of God to do that. All you have to do is dial area code 646 564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio today. God is an awesome God, and he's doing some awesome things in this season. Praise the Lamb of God for those of us who are faithful, for those of us that love him. Oh, yes, for those of us who seek his face, for those of us, praise the Lamb of God, who are in tune to his voice, God is doing the miraculous, and I praise God for all that he's doing in our life. My, what a wonderful, wonderful day it is. It's overcast, but I feel so good on the inside. I have my daughter, Gabriella Noel Shakespeare, in the studio with me. Praise God, and it's always a wonderful thing to have my daughter, all of my children, praise the Lamb of God, around me. But Gabby came over early this morning, waking Daddy up with kisses. Oh, my God. Butterfly kisses, oh, midnight prayers. That's one of my favorite songs when I think about my girls, praise the Lord. But she gave me those butterfly kisses this morning, and I just praise God. Hallelujah for that. You know, you have to be grateful, people of God. Hallelujah. You know, after you've raised a couple of them, you start appreciating the little ones even more because, you know, soon and very soon, they are going to be, praise the Lamb of God, you know, growing up, maturing, and you're not going to be able to have your hands on them the way that you desire to. My, what a wonderful day it is. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I give him praise and glory. Praise the Lamb of God for all he is, all that he does, and all that he is doing in my life. Our God is an exceptional God. There is no God like him. If you find one, keep him. Hallelujah. If you find another God like God, keep him. I don't want to meet him. I don't want to be introduced to him. I don't want to hear about him. Praise the Lamb of God. There is only one God. Hallelujah. The monotheistic God, and he is my God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. I'm rested. I feel good. Can't wait to the Truth Church Hour of Power tonight in Dearborn. Praise the Lamb of God. I know it's going to be off the chain. I haven't preached in over a week. Praise the Lamb. You know, it's very unusual for me. Praise the Lord. I haven't preached. I haven't did any of that, and no prophesying and laying on hands or anything. And I'm anxious, praise the Lamb of God, to feel the glory sweat run down. Hallelujah. So if you can be there, meet us there, praise the Lamb of God, on the corner, hallelujah, of Silvery Lane and Ford Road. On Silvery Lane and Ford Road, 5 blocks west, praise the Lamb of God, 5 blocks west of Telegraph Road on Ford Road, 5 blocks west of Telegraph Road on Ford Road, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Two main arteries in the Detroit area there in Dearborn, Michigan. Not far from the airport. Come and be a part of our power tonight. It's going to be off the chain. Praise the Lamb of God. I am anticipating a wonderful, wonderful move of God. I woke up this morning with the Lord speaking. Hallelujah. Once I gained my consciousness from all of those kisses making me drunk that Gabriella put on me. Praise the Lord. But I am doing fine. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you. The Lord is good. He's adding to the church. He's doing so many wonderful things with quality and blessed people that he's bringing into our surrounding to assist in ministry and to be to develop and grow into what God will have them to be. Praise the Lamb. I want to see all God's people graduate. I want to see all God's people graduate, praise the Lamb of God, into being the person, praise the Lamb of God, that God would have them to grow into. What a wonderful Savior, what a wonderful God we serve in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah, that he has blessed us with the opportunity, people of God. Yes, with the opportunity, praise the Lamb of God, to be developed in him by his Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, by anointed men and women of God who he has placed in order to develop you and grow you into that that he would have you to be, that the manifestation of the power of the giftings, praise the Lamb of God, might be sure in your life, and that you can utilize those gifts, Praise the Lamb of God for his glory. Hallelujah. And anybody who want to hold anybody in bondage, praise the Lamb of God, is only because they are in a bondage themselves. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. They're in a bondage themselves. When you get liberated, when you get free, you only want one thing. You want everybody else to be free. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you get free, you want everybody else to be free. You don't want to put nobody in the same chains of bondage that you were in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you've been in bondage, boy, let me tell you something. It's an ugly, ugly thing when you have been in bondage. Praise the Lamb of God. But now you have been delivered. You have been set free. My God, my God. Hallelujah. An awesome God that delivers you and causes you, praise the Lamb of God, to be infused with his spirit and brings you into a place, hallelujah, in him, yes, God, that you can grow, hallelujah, and become more like him using your gifts. Praise the Lamb of God for his glory. And that's the will of God for your life. I just want you to know that. Yes, Lord, and Jesus. Praise God. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. It's Testimony Tuesday. It's Testimony Tuesday. It's Testimony Tuesday. And I wonder how many testimonies we're going to have today. Praise the Lamb of God as we go further in this show. Oh, my God, if anyone have a testimony, you know how we do it. Just push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, on your phone pad. And you can come in queue, praise the Lamb of God, and be able to share the testimony of the Lord Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, what he has done, what he is doing, praise the Lamb of God in your life. Hallelujah. Those of you that's listening to my voice via the internet, again, you can call in, area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818. 9818 and be a part of our live studio. Hallelujah. I am so happy to be back in the saddle. Praise the Lamb. It just feels good being here in the studio. Boy, oh boy, a lot of you didn't understand why I left so abruptly, but the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, spoke to me and told me that if I didn't take a rest, a 7-day sabbatical rest, that I would have a breakdown. That's what the Lord told me. Just as clear as I'm speaking to you. And when he spoke that, people of God, it scared me. Yes, it did. It scared me. And I went on in prayer, and the Lord said, yes, I have called for a complete rest. No church, praise the name, wouldn't let me go, even to my own church, praise the Lamb of God, none of that, no television, no internet, no telephone, shut down, no Facebook. Shut down, praise the Lamb of God, and rest. And people of God, if I told you that one day I slept, I believe, for about 12 to 14 hours, my God in heaven, then took another nap the same day, you would not believe it. But when the body is tired, praise the Lamb of God, and your spirit man, hallelujah, needs rejuvenating. Yes, people of God, and your mind needs to rest. Your eyes need to rest. Praise the Lamb of God. So I praise God for the rest. Hallelujah. I praise God for the rest. But I praise him that I'm back. Praise God. Feeling good, feeling revived. Hallelujah. Feeling good in him. And that is always an awesome thing. And I thank you all for your prayers. So many of you prayed for me. Thank you so much. You're the best people in the world. Praise the Lamb of God. And no one will ever, ever be able, praise the Lamb of God, to take your place in my spirit. You are some of the best, praise the Lamb of God, supporters and listeners, intercessors. Thank you so very much for all that you do, praise the Lamb of God, in this day and time. I think this is my brother. I don't know who this is. Call in. Area code 773, your mic hot.
God bless you, Apostle.
He on the air, y'all. There he is. It's Prophet Daryl Sanders from Chicago, Illinois. How are you, man of God?
I'm good, just down here in Iowa with my mom. I had to come down for a family reunion.
Oh, yeah. Praise God. Well, you're going to be back in Chicago the weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, I'll be leaving out Saturday.
Oh, you'll be leaving out coming back to Chicago?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. I'll be in the Chicago area. Praise the Lamb of God this weekend coming myself. Praise the Lord. So you know I'm going to be looking for some Prophet Daryl Sanders. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. If, praise God, we can connect. I'm going to be looking for my buddy. Praise the Lord to walk through a door or something. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful relationship and friendship, kinship we have. Man, how was the family reunion? How did everything go?
Well, it was nice. You know, it was good to see my mom, my niece, my nephew.
Yeah, that's always a blessing to be able to just look upon the family, you know. Praise the Lamb of God. It's an awesome thing to have family reunions. I pride people who do it, praise God, to keep the family tree together and to keep the younger kids in connection with their relatives and this, that, and another. It's just an awesome thing to be able to do that. And sometimes it's costly because of what we try to put in the family reunions. But just the gathering together, just the coming together, breaking bread together. And you know, a lot of the family reunions have omitted prayer. But there was a day when family reunions was about coming together, praying over one another, praise the Lamb of God. And also reciting names and speaking over one another, decreeing over one another and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God. For my immediate family, that's what Thanksgiving is for us, praise God. My children all come to my house, and we remember each other's names, and we speak and decree over each other, as well as thank and praise God for another year, praise the Lamb of God, of seed time and harvest time. And then we praise God for the year coming of what he's going to do for us. And we don't forget, praise the Lamb of God, those that brought us over, those who backs, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, bent to the plow and plowed the way for us and made provisions possible that the Lord blessed through them, our forefathers, our parents, and things of that nature. And that's what we do on Thanksgiving. So it's almost like a family reunion. But I suggest to everyone to do something, praise the Lamb of God, that's commemorable. Hallelujah. And sometimes you have to be the one that started. I started this when my children were very small. I started this and I raised them, telling them no matter what day of the year or what holiday, even my birthday, if you don't see me, it's all right. But on Thanksgiving, I want you at my house. No matter where I'm living, I want you there. Praise the Lamb of God. That's my one wish across the year, that we come under the same roof. Praise the Lamb of God. And I've been talking to my oldest boys that if the Lord take me, that this continues. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Prophet Dare, I'm creating a history wall. And a lot of people say, well, this ain't got nothing to do with prophetic. Yes, it does. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm creating a history wall of pictures, hallelujah, that will lead my children back to their grandparents, their great-grandparents, and their great-great-grandparents so that they can see their family tree, praise the Lamb of God, with a little writing under each picture, praise the Lamb, so that they will understand the role that this person played in the life of the family, praise the Lamb of God, and their accomplishments in this, that, and another. Why? Because that instills, praise the Lamb of God, a level of self-esteem. That brings about, praise the Lamb of God, a desire to be greater, a desire to be like others, praise God. Hallelujah. And even those that we say, well, we got some that their names have been tainted, this, that, and another, they need to know them too so they'll know not what to do. Praise the Lamb of God. That's right. You have to know what not to do, praise God, hallelujah, but they're still a part of your family, and their names cannot leave because, praise the Lamb of God, or what happened or what took place in the family. Some things can strengthen the family and pull the family together stronger because of the negative things that have taken place in history. God is a molder, praise the Lamb of God. He is a molder. He molds the family, praise the Lamb of God, through a process. Once we embrace him, it can get so sweet. It can be so much better, praise the Lamb of God. But Prophet Darrell, I'm happy for you, those that having family reunions. My daughter, matter of fact, praise the Lamb of God, and my sons and daughters and all of them, I think their family reunion is coming up also, praise the Lamb of God, real soon on their mother's side. So they will be celebrating too, and I believe it's in Chicago. I believe they will be celebrating. Angel and her brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, will be going to Chicago for their family reunion. So we thank and praise God for this season of coming together. And it's a mighty, mighty good season to come together. Well, people, it's prayer time. We're going to move to prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, you know, I woke up, the Lord was speaking this morning, man. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. God is speaking. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Intercessors, praise the Lamb of God. If there's one who's going to pray for us today, praise God, you can lead us straight, praise the Lamb of God, to the throne of God today. If you have a prayer request, you can push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God, and we will hear your prayer request. It looks like we have one right here. Error code 818.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome back.
Hey, Cammie, thank you so much. It feels good to be back. Praise
yes.
God on high.
Yeah, I've
Hallelujah.
Already prayed. Yeah, I emailed you and told you what I wanted to pray for. Pretty much my business and the direction I should go in as far as, you know, partnership. I've had some people come in and had an interest, but it was just so minute. When you got the email, I explained that to you. And
right.
It didn't make a dent, and my accountant said it doesn't make sense. He's like, you're going to give up a percentage for such a small amount, you know, and, you know, when you start making so much, if you start doing $1 million a month, you just entitle that person to a percentage of your company for such, you know, for such a small amount. And that for me to go and look into getting more bigger investments in line of credits that can back me. So, you know, I've just been praying for God, you know, to direct me on which way to go as far as that. And also bringing someone in that can help me, because what I now I told you is what I've done by myself. You know, I didn't have anybody else, just me by myself. So if I would have had even just two other people, I could have multiplied that, you know, easily. But I did everything by myself. So I'm just praying that God lead me in that direction, and praying for my health and for my daughters, for school as usual, and my mom. So thank you.
All right, Brother Cammie, you know we're going to be praying for you, daughter. Praise the
Amen.
Lamb of God, that the Lord will bring all these things together for you. Praise
Amen.
God, because victory is in view. Victory is in view, and God is doing a wonderful thing out there in California in your life as he preparing, praise the Lamb of God, to transition you, hallelujah,
Amen.
To the that he will have you to be. Hallelujah, praise God. Oh, my goodness. Prophet Darrell, I think me and you and I better do some praying today. Our Father in heaven, we thank you today. Praise the Lamb of God. We give you praise even the more for who you are, what you are, and how good you are to us. You're an awesome God. You have rose us from our beds. Hallelujah. You've strengthened our bodies. You've given us the activities of our limbs. Oh, God, we've looked around and we see so much that we want and so much that we desire until we forgot to tell you thank you. But thank you, Father, hallelujah, on behalf of all that's listening to me, for raising us up from our slumber, for giving us strength, health and strength, Father. Thank you, hallelujah. We bless your holiness today. For there's none holy but you. There's none righteous but you. We exalt your holy name. I thank you, Father, hallelujah, for your keeping power. Thank you for what you've done. Such a mighty thing among the saints, oh God, that you watched over us and kept us. You've kept this show. You've kept the page. You've kept PSM in truth while I was away. And I just want to tell you, thank you, Father. Thank you for sweet rest. Thank you for rest in my mind, in my heart, in my spirit, as well as my body. Father, thank you so much. I give you praise that is your desire, that we prosper and be in good health. You're an awesome God today. You're an awesome God today, Father. Thank you so much. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you for Prophet Daryl and for Cammy and all those that's on the show today. Thank you for those at PSM, Truth Christian Assembly. Thank you for those that hear my voice around the world, Father. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're doing a mighty work in the lives of the saints. I bless you, Father. Hallelujah, that our season has come, that we shall rise from the ashes of despair and despondency. Thank you, Father, that you are the God of the oppressed. Thank you for hearing our cries, for hearing our voice. Thank you that the hour of jubilation has come. The day, hallelujah, of our deliverance has arrived, Father, and we shall go forth blessed, hallelujah, and highly favored. We give you praise today, O God. Hallelujah, that your spirit lives amongst us, that your power is upon us, O God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The prosperity is ours because you have ordained it. Not because we're witty, not because we're crafty, not because we know the system, oh God, but we know our God. Hallelujah, that we are people who seek your face. Thank you, Jesus. We love you today and adore you. I pray for Cammy today, oh God. Hallelujah, she's asked our Father that you would bring it together. You know all her needs. They're set before you, Father. I pray now, Father, that you say yes and amen, Father. And you cause these things to come together. You have made a precious promise to us. And I know, God, you cannot lie. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the manifestation hour. Thank you, oh God, that all things will work together for her good because she loves you. And she is called according to your purpose. I pray for Prophet Daryl today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That even there with his family, that his mind, his heart, his spirit, hallelujah, would embrace the prophetic, that he understand and know who he is, and what he is to you, and what he means to all those that come in company around him. I pray, Father, hallelujah, that your glorious light shine upon him, that you keep and protect and watch over him, hallelujah, and bring him home safe. Thank you, Jesus, for blessings being now set to overtake him. Thank you, oh God, that favor is upon him now in the name of Jesus. Look on the sick today, Father. Somebody needs your touch. Somebody needs your hand. Somebody needs your healing virtue, Father. Let the rivers flow from your throne, Father. Bless today, Father. Somebody's going in a courtroom. They need you as a lawyer today. They need you as their mediator. They need you on their side, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn the judge's heart. Turn the jury's heart. Hallelujah, your God today. In the name of Jesus, Father, show favor to your people, Father, because they love you. They adore you today, Father. Let your spirit permeate us now. Speak to us. Hallelujah. And we give your name praise. We give your name honor. We give your name glory, Father. For you alone are God. You alone are God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, bless today. Thank you, Jesus, for the warmth of your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for your love today. You're an awesome God. Release today. Blow, Father, your winds upon our gardens and upon the spices thereof, and let it flow upon others today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glorious God. And the Rabash. And the Rabash. Edgy. That's the name of the Lord God Almighty. The Rabah. The Rabash. Who is like our God and our King? Who is like you? Hallelujah. praise the Lord, which means they treated them just as common as they did any other prisoner, so that they would be in with the inmates and what have you. It says, but the angel of the Lord, I got it now, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go, stand, and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Praise the Lamb of God. Go, stand, and speak all the words of this life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I've been talking about I've been talking about a prophetical people who, hallelujah, are living in a prophetical culture. And the only way you can live in a prophetical culture is due to the fact that you acknowledge the prophetic anointing that's on your life every day. See, a prophetic people live different from other people. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophetic people do not live in the same economy, in the same social society as everybody else. They are, as Jesus said, they are in the world, but they are not of the world. Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And when you are a prophetical person, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You perceive, your perception is different because, praise the Lamb of God, you see God in everything and you know God is able at any moment, at any time, praise the Lamb of God, to give you a prophetic encounter, a prophetic moment in your life, praise the Lamb of God, that will change your destiny and change the destiny of others around you. Prophetical people, praise the Lamb of God, is people who stay on high alert. Hallelujah. They're very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Their discernment is king. I'm talking about prophetical people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Living in a prophetical culture. Hallelujah. The Christ culture. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. This type of people, praise the Lamb of God, is being established, prophet, in the world today so that God can do again what he did in days past and more. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Touch a neighbor, touch a friend, so that God can do again what he did in days of old and more. Praise the Lamb of God. If you continue to read this story, it is this little caption out of the life and times of the apostles as they act upon the directives of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. It's really the acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And not the acts of the apostles. It's the acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles. Praise the Lamb of God. Because the high point of the book of Acts is the day of Pentecost. And then everything else, praise the Lamb of God, flows from there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is the star. He's the star of the New Testament. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I'm saying that for a purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I believe Prophet Darrell, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, man of God. Hallelujah. I believe Prophet Darrell that we as a church, praise the Lamb of God, I know I'm going out here in deep water and might have to get a paddle by myself to get back to shore. But I believe that we as a church, praise the Lamb of God, have kind of insulted the Holy Spirit by limiting his role to just emotions. Yeah, and high-spirited services. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're understanding what I'm saying, praise God. I believe that, praise the Lamb of God, that we don't allow the full, praise the Lamb of God, power and performance of the Holy Spirit to flow through us, praise the Lamb of God, to give God glory, because we are so cultured, praise the Lamb of God, to the entertainment syndrome of church. Mm-hmm. We are so, praise the Lamb of God, anesthetized, as Karl Marx put it, the opium of the people, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to get high on Sunday, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can carry on for another week, praise the Lamb of God. But that's what we do. We get a fix, hallelujah, and then we say, I know everything going to be all right, praise the Lamb, without going forth to stand and to speak on behalf of the Lord Jesus. This is some powerful stuff here, because what happens here in this text, praise the Lamb of God, a wonderful, praise the Lamb of God, spiritual occurrence that we don't hear about anymore, Prophet Darrell, and that is spiritual transportation. Something happens here, praise the Lamb of God, that sounds like if we were on the other side of the spectrum, meaning we were carnal minded, we would look through the eyes of the soldiers and say, these men are ghosts. These men are magicians. These apostles that we locked up, because they said when they went back to look for them, the jailers was there. The guards were standing in front of their cells. Their cells were locked, but it wasn't nobody on the inside.
Wow.
The jailers was there. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to show you the importance of your testimony. When you're in testimony, praise the Lamb of God, it's Christ-centered. When your testimony is the witness of Jesus Christ, and not just, you know, I got a new car. Hello, light bulbs. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, 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 ding. See, when these men, praise the Lamb of God, they were locked up for the testimony of Jesus Christ, for the acts of his power. Now, what you say now?
I said, come on and teach.
Now, praise the Lamb of God, they are in jail. They are locked in this predicament, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when they come for them, they check the jail, and the jail is all locked up, but the men are gone. Then they go to the temple, and they find them in the temple teaching. It's right there in your Bible. I didn't make it up. Let me read it, because I don't think I'm crazy. The fifth chapter here, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch this. It's verse 20. Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life, of this culture, praise the Lamb of God. And when they had heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with them, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison, look, verse 23, the prison truly found we shut up with all safety, and the jailer standing without before the doors. But when he had opened, we didn't find nobody in there. In other words, the jail cell was empty. It's right there in your Bible. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubt of them whereunto this would grow, praise the Lamb of God. Then came one of them and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple teaching the people. What you saying, prophet? Praise the Lamb of God. I'm saying when your testimony, praise the Lamb of God, concerning Christ Jesus, hallelujah, is in you, and you are willing to give your testimony, no matter what your situation and circumstances are. People of God, let me tell you what you do. You put yourself in a place for God to work miraculously on your behalf. Now, I hope somebody can grab hold of this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you really put yourself in a predicament, whereas, praise the Lamb of God, they want to shut you down because of your witness and your testimony, God's going to pour out more power for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking to prophetic people now. I'm talking to people, praise the Lamb of God, that others are trying to shut you down because of your prophetic gifting. They don't want you prophesying. They don't want you interacting. They really don't want you involved, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in doing what you're doing. But your testimony, praise the Lamb of God, has to be of such that it's not a witness of yourself, but it's a testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, that's a big difference. We got a caller. Wait a minute. I'm going to entertain this. See what we got going here. Erico 773. Hello? You push one on your dial, 773-454. And that was silence. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, when you have a predicament, praise the Lamb of God, that sets you in a place, praise the Lamb of God, that seemingly what you are saying about the Lord is being rejected or looked upon as foolishness, and somebody don't want it to go forth or don't want you to go forth, all you got to do is just wait on God, because God's going to show up for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you one of the dangerous things that happen to us as believers, Prophet Dara, praise the Lamb of God, it's the fear of testifying. Praise the Lamb of God. Saints have a problem testifying, praise the Lamb of God, and even sharing the word of God that they heard from Sunday to Sunday. Yes, yes, indeed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The people of God have a problem, praise the Lamb of God, talking about what they're supposed to be talking about. But we talk about everything else that we're not supposed to be talking about. We're always sharing everything else but what God really wants us to share. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you today, we would have more miracles, praise the Lamb of God, more miraculous occurrences coming. And see, this is what God is speaking to me right now, Prophet Darrell. God is speaking to me in this season, praise the Lamb of God, that there's going to be powerful manifestations, that there's going to be outpourings of great miracles, praise the Lamb of God, and that the hour of spiritual transportation is coming again. That is on the horizon. The question is, as always, praise God. The harvest is white. The laborers are few. God said, I can create the predicaments, but do I have anybody who will stand through it? Do I have anybody I can allow to get locked up so that I can set them free? Y'all got quiet on that one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Erico 818, your mic hot.
Good morning, Prophet. How are you? God bless you.
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I am blessed. Prophet, last week, me and Cammie, we met with a realtor to look for some places, and my testimony is just, all the things I've been going through with my house and looking for another place. We met with this lady, and we could just feel her spirit. She was in such need, and she has breast cancer. And it was just a blessing for me and Cammie just to be able to intercede. And all I could think about was what I was going through with my house and all this. And here she pulls up with a brand-new Mercedes. She's a big real estate agent. But her heart was just so saddened, and she just needed someone to just touch and agree and pray with her. So it wasn't so much about us meeting her for the house. It was about God putting us there at the time to pray with her and just to intercede with her because she has breast cancer. So we laid hands and touched and agreed that she didn't have cancer. She's trying to get to her son. She has two beautiful sons. One is getting married at the end of the month. And all she wanted to see is her son married and maybe some grandbabies. So we prayed for her and told her that you're going to see great grandbabies and, you know, your business is going to continue to prosper. And we just touched hands and prayed for her. So I asked that you guys just please keep her uplifted in prayer. And I said, it wasn't about us getting a house. It isn't about what it was about, that divine intervention of God putting us there at the right time to just intercede and pray for this woman. So my testimony today is just being able to meet with her and pray with her and just touch and agree that her breast cancer is gone. Her sister has cancer as well, so we prayed for her. And just to be an intercessor, you know, not at the outlook of we were there to look at a house, but the real purpose God had us there was just to really just pray for this woman because her heart was just so sad. So that's my testimony today, is just being able to look at things as not as just material things, but in the spiritual aspect of sometimes people just need you to pray for them. So that's my prayer today, is just to keep her in prayer. And it's good to hear you back, Prophet.
The Lord said he has heard you all's prayer, and to watch, praise the Lamb of God, at the testimony that's about to come forth. See, this is what I'm talking about. It's stuff just like this that I'm talking about right now, praise the Lamb of God, by us being in the way to be able to be the prophetic person, to see the opportunity, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to allow God to show himself powerful through us. Hallelujah. Amen. In situations and circumstances that come forth and present themselves when we sat there quiet. And saints bad are just saying, well, I'm praying for you. I'm going to pray for you. But to say I anointed them with oil and laid hands on them, that ain't everyday testimony there, Prophet Darrell. That ain't everyday testimony.
You know what,
no
Apostle?
Yeah.
This comes to time where they're trying to silence. And I think you talked about this once before on the show, how the enemy is trying to silence the real prophet.
Exactly. Hallelujah.
He's trying to silence us all because the prophet of Balaam has been released in the land. You know, because we're not prophets. We'll prophesy houses, cars, and land, but we're prophesying. Get your life right, get your house in order, or healing and deliverance is going to hit the family, stuff like that. You know, people don't want to hear he's going to deliver your friend or he's going to deliver a sickness. But people want to hear that, oh, he's going to bless you with a husband or he's going to bless you with a car or lump sums of money. But when it comes about to delivering your spirit out of the slump that is in, we don't want to hear that. But we want to hear, and that's what I pick up in the realm of the spirit where you're getting ready to tap into, Apostle, that the people, the enemy is really trying to silence the prophets of God.
Silence us, man. The prophetic people of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, are being silenced by the enemy praise the Lamb of God. And I was finna go there, and you're right, praise the Lamb of God, about three different ways. Number one is, praise the Lamb of God, fear. The fear. Hallelujah. That'll shut a prophet or a prophetess or a person with a prophetic gift down right there, especially those who don't acknowledge their prophetic giftings and anointings the way that we do. Fear will shut them down. Praise the Lamb of God. Number two, their faith, praise the Lamb of God, that God is not going to do what, just like Cammy and Albertine here is talking about this woman, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord asks us to do. He does not ask us to worry about whether they're healed or not. See, that's where the saints make mistakes at.
Amen.
I don't tell you to worry about nobody's healing.
Amen.
He says, anoint them with oil, and you pray the prayer of faith.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs.
That's true.
Praise the Lamb of God. So fear, praise the Lamb of God, and faithlessness walk hand in hand. And there's a lot of believers, praise the Lamb of God, that say, you know, Lord, I done. But what if God don't heal? What if God don't do this? What if God don't do what I tell him? I hear the Lord say, I hear something in my spirit, but I don't want to say it because if it don't happen, then it's going to make me look bad.
Lord.
There must be a boldness in your belly.
Amen.
If you're not bold for God, don't expect great manifestations.
Hallelujah.
How can he be bold for you and you can't be bold for him?
That's true.
Now, Jesus then already told you this. If you're ashamed of me, before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father and his angels. And he ain't talking about in the judgment. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father now. And you can't get nothing from God but by him. Hello, light bulbs. Because he is our intercessor. He is our high priest. He is our mediator. Between man and God is Jesus. And we get nothing from the Father except through him. He said, I won't own you. So you better find some boldness, praise the Lamb of God, down in your belly. You better get bold. We was bold in sin. I don't want to go there too much, because hallelujah. You're talking about being bold in sin, being bold and wrong, being bold enough to cuss somebody out. Come on, talk to me here, saints. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Being bold enough to go upside somebody's head. Being bold enough to ride down the freeway and somebody jump in front of you and you going off them with road rage. Talk to me, saint.
Come on, Apostle.
But you ain't bold for Jesus. Something's wrong with your boldness. You need holy boldness.
Come on, Apostle.
Your problem is you don't know God with you. Because you didn't check in this morning. When you check in with God in the morning and you feel him put his cloak all over you, the shadow of his presence overshadow you, and you know that you know that he's with you, then you ain't got to worry about that. Praise the Lamb of God. Boldness will come. Boldness will shine through. We got too many softball, spaghetti back, weak knee, box ankle, slew footed believers. One of our problems. We can't take nothing, and we don't want to go through nothing. Everything we go through, we cry straight through it. We whine straight through it. Anything come our way, we won't. God be looking and say, well, I want to work a miracle. Let me use you for example, Prophet Darrell, as an analogy. I want to work a miracle for Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to work a miracle. But if I do this to him, Prophet Darrell, he might have a nervous breakdown before I can perform the miracle.
Uh-oh.
I want to raise the dead through him. But if I let his brother die, he's going to be so wiped out until he ain't going to even hear my voice saying, call him back.
Mm.
Call his name and tell him to rise in my name.
Glory.
How can I work the miracle through you, for you, by you, when you're not in a condition to receive it?
That's right.
See, that's the believer's problem. Praise the, that's the third problem of the believer. That we're not conditioned for God to. How's God going to work miracles if everything going to be all right all the time? And you hear some of these carnal believers who all they believe is they believe that everything's supposed to be all right with you all the time. That's the condition of blessedness, that everything is all right all the time. Now, who life is like that? But that's the mindset of people when they look at you. You shouldn't be going through all that you're going through. No, that ain't God. That ain't nothing God. But when you got money, when your bills paid, then that's God. The drug dealer's bill paid.
That's right.
Is that God? He got a nice car. Is that God? Just shot 30 people last night. 30 people assassinated last night. And got plenty of money. Is that God?
Amen.
What we're saying is God is not God. Erico 864, your mic hot.
Hi, Prophet. Welcome back. We missed you so much.
God bless you, Sylvia. I'm glad to be back, daughter. How you doing out there? Whatever you out there on the East Coast.
I'm South Carolina. I'm good. Good.
South Carolina. That's it. That's it. That's it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell me something good now. Don't stop my roll. You see I'm flowing.
I'm not, because when you said that, you know, we were bold in the world, I remember when God first started dealing with me, that was one of the things he said, you know, you were bold in the world, so I need you to be bold for me. So you all know my corner, and that's my desire, to be bold for God, so he
my
can
goodness.
Use me for his people, for his purpose.
If we don't have the boldness, praise the Lamb of God, to stand up in the midst of adversity, in the midst of calamities, in the midst of catastrophic events, in the midst of things going wrong, who is God going to use?
My Lord.
Who is God able to show himself mighty for if we can't become weak? If we can't get in situations and circumstances that need his deliverance, how is he going to be the deliverer?
That's right.
So we must condition ourselves to understand when you are a candidate for a miracle. Praise the Lamb of God.
You know
that
what,
I'm
Apostle?
For a miracle.
I preached a sermon that fear is not a factor.
Wow.
And I'm talking about that reality show that they had, Fear Factor.
Yeah.
When people, no matter what them people was experiencing, no matter what they had to eat, they was going to get that money. They was going to go through whatever. They was going to eat whatever. If they had to eat cow intestines raw, they was going to eat them cow intestines. If they had to eat bugs, they was going to eat them bugs. It didn't matter what it was, because they said fear is not a factor. And I said, you know, when we start going through as believers, we don't care what's going on, what the circumstances. I'm fearless in this season, all because, see, I know my latter rain is greater than my former rain.
Mm-hmm. You're right, man. Praise the Lamb
now
of God.
Not to be having a little takeover, but when you talk about this thing, I thought about Moses. When God told Moses to go to Pharaoh to tell him to let his people go, and he said, "No, I can't speak. My speech is fast." He tried to make an excuse not to go to Pharaoh, but guess what? He had a plan. He said, "Take Aaron with you." And then when he told Moses to throw that rod down, and that serpent, the bow, Pharaoh's rod, Pharaoh's snake, then God told Moses to pick it back up. He had to step back because he didn't want the snake to bite him. Then he got courage. His fear got over because the Holy Ghost has kicked in, and the Bible said he picked it up by the tail. And when he picked it up by the tail, it turned back into a rod.
Well, the word said, Doc, that's the word there now. You in the book. You in the book. Praise the Lamb of God. But fear cannot be your factor, people of God. Hallelujah. We must get around this. Praise the Lamb of God. As a prophetic people, we must live in a prophetic culture. Everything around you, praise the Lamb of God, must start being comprehended and perceived in a prophetic manner. Praise the Lamb of God. When everything... Everybody around you, when you start looking at your children even through the eyes of the prophetic, you're going to see something else in them that you've never seen before. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of us don't see nothing in nobody because our eyes are shut. Hello, light bulbs. Eyes are shut. We have no perception. We have no prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, gifting operating in us, even though the Lord says it's ours. In the last day, I'll pour out my spirit. Listen to this, people. He's talking about his people on all flesh. He didn't just say on Prophet Shakespeare. He didn't just say on Daryl. He said all flesh. All of my people. I'm going to pull this out on all of my people. Praise the Lamb. I don't care what the Baptists say, the Church of God in Christ, or who shot John. You call God's word the lie. I'm going to pull this anointing out on all my people. It's right there in the Bible. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Now, I'm a son, and I ain't no daughter, but I'm a son. I almost slipped and said something I didn't want to say there. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But are we not the sons and daughters?
Yes, we are.
Are we not the poured out ones?
Yes,
so if this prophetic gifting and anointing and spirit in Jesus, and God says, I'm pouring this out of my spirit. Out of my spirit. Then this spirit that's on me is God. And let me tell you what God does. God honors God.
That's right.
God will honor himself. He will stand up for himself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He will stand up for his glory. He'll stand up for his story. Praise the Lamb of God. You better know he will. My God in heaven. Praise the Lord. We got another caller. Hold on, Sylvia. We got another caller. Praise God. 630.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Shatwan, how you doing, granddaughter?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm blessed today. What's going on with you?
To us. I was just calling just to witness to what you were saying about that boldness. That, you know, it. Even though, you know, I can't say I was bold in some areas in the world, but when I came into the world with Christ, I began to shut up, you know, because you look at everybody and you're not where they are, so you shut up because you don't want people to just look at you like you're crazy. But I thank God Sunday, you know, we had a lady come in off the street. And, of course, she was under the influence. But, you know, I saw her, and she stood outside for about 15 minutes listening to praise and worship. And God said, don't mess with her. I'm working on her, you know, so that she can come in. And one of the ladies went out and messed with her. And I said, okay, they're not listening. But when she came in, you know, she came in under the influence. And, of course, that demon rose up in her, and she began to act a fool all over the church and scream and holler and, you know, and I stepped up when God told me to step up, and I laid my hands, and she hit the floor, and her crack pipe fell on the floor, and I told them to get it. And, you know, for about 10 minutes, she, you know, that demon just acted up, and I was just tired. You know, and I got to a point when Pastor came up to talk to her, you know, the demon was, and I just told that demon to shut up.
To shut up
and listen, because I was tired. I didn't have time for the foolishness. You know, we deal with a lot of stuff in our lives, and we're in ministry, and, you know, we just go through the motions. But Sunday I was really tired because I had stuff I was dealing with, and I was tired of this demon. I said, shut up and listen. God is speaking. You need to shut up. And the demon shut up, and he just showed me that when you get sick and tired and fed up of these demons running over you, then that boldness will rise up, and then you can use the power and the authority that I have given you to speak to it, and it's got to. It's got to shut up. It's got to be still. That's what I put in you. But it's only until you find it within yourself and use it as I have given it to you to use that you will see the manifestation of what I have put in you. And when I told that demon to shut up, it shut up. And immediately her spirit began to receive what God had to say to her. And at the end of the service, she was asked, did she want that crack pipe back? And she said no. She surrendered her life unto God, and I just thank God, you know, that even if everybody is not listening to what the Spirit is saying, we should be attentive and we should be sensitive to what God is doing and what He's saying. And
truly,
there has to be a
greater level of sensitivity on the part of the believer. We must come to a place of understanding. People of God, and I say this with all of the love that I can muster up at this time to tell you this, God needs us. God needs us, praise the Lamb of God, to be in place to be used by Him. And we are faltering in this area. This is an area that the believer is failing in, praise the Lamb of God, very seriously. And that is being available for God. Don't allow the enemy to tell you you are not the one. Don't allow the enemy to tell you your sins haven't been forgiven you. Don't allow the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, to rob you of your inheritance as a child of God, praise the Lamb of God. Don't you let the devil do that to you. You stand boldly, praise the Lamb of God, even as Shatwan has spoken today. Hallelujah. You got to look that demon dead smack in his face, knowing, people. It's about a knowing. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. It's about a knowing that you have power over that demon.
That's right.
That God has given it to you.
Amen.
That He has you the authority over it.
That's right.
We cannot allow the enemy to come in the house of God and work havoc.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. The vision just came back to me. I had this last night that Jezebel was walking amongst us.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for bringing that back to me. We allow the enemy to walk among us. We allow demons to be present. We allow the demon of gossip and lying and manipulating to remain our church when they are the enemies of the cross. We won't even speak against it.
I was guilty.
We must come to a place, brothers and sisters, and recognize that the gift and the power that God has given us, praise the Lamb of God, or I hear my grandmother down in my belly, greater is he, hallelujah, that is in me, glory to the Lamb of God, than they that are in the world, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, glory to Jesus Christ, my God, my God. Prophet Chetuan, y'all listen to this. Watch this now. I want y'all to see. Y'all need to read this fifth chapter now. Praise the Lamb of God. You really need to read this. Watch this now. It says, I'm going back to verse 25 in chapter 5 of Acts. It says, then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple teaching the people. Then went the captain with the soldiers and brought them out without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. When you're on God's side, he'll get put people around you, praise the Lamb of God, to make your enemy scared. They were scared that the people was going to jump them for jumping on their apostles. Watch this now. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, Did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man, talking about Jesus, this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man.
That's right.
That seals the deal.
That's it.
Praise the Lamb of God. Who are you going to obey? I want you to notice, praise the Lamb of God, that, again, it was the high priest that was behind all of this. It was the high priest that was doing the questioning. It was the high priest that had them locked up. Now, why do you say that, Prophet? Because I want you all to be on high alert of religious people. Religious people go to church, but they have no spirituality.
Come on, Apostle.
Religious people are not prophetic people.
You gotta say it. You need
hello, light bulbs. Religious people are not prophetic people. They go to church. A lot of them are highly intellectual, but they don't have the Holy Ghost the way you have the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. You better understand that. Religious people sit back and judge spiritual people. Religious people, praise the Lamb of God, are more concerned with formality than they are the function of the church according to God. Religious people are concerned about money more than they are souls. I'm going to talk to you about religious people. Religious people care more about the building than they do the people that attend.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you about religious people. I've been pastoring religious people for years and years. I can make one of them. You give me a factory and give me the stuff I need, I'll make you one of those. Praise the Lamb of God. Religious people, praise the Lamb of God, do not see the word of God as the essence of life. They see the church as a business. They see the church as a social club. They see the church as a place to come and hang out, spend time, and politically work through the system to get positions and authority. They love being called titled names. Those are religious. They want to be the president of this. the head of this. That's what religious people do. They're not in warfare over the word of God and what the word of God says. They're in warfare over their position. Ain't nobody moving me out of my position. I've been the president of Usher Board for 25 years.
That's religion, folks.
They have mental, watch this. They have mental trophies that they give themselves for their positions. They're imaginary. They have nothing to do with God. There's nothing spiritual about it. And they think their service of standing at the door is what's going to purchase a crown of eternal life. They haven't witnessed to one person. They haven't brought one person to Christ. But they think because they stood on that door for them 25 years at that church every Sunday, that has purchased them salvation.
Come on now.
And the blind men and women that lead those kind of people will say these words when they pass, good soldier, faithful unto death. Faithful to who?
Come on, Apostle.
When they ain't done nothing the Lord told them to do. They did everything you told them to do. See,
come
we
on,
must place of eye opening. Eye opening. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, religious people don't like me.
Me neither, Apostle. Me neither.
Religious people don't like me because I set captives free. They want you to stay in bondage.
Come on now.
They want you to keep thinking they the greatest thing since salt and pepper. They're a legend in their own mind.
That's it, in their own mind.
They're a legend in their own mind. Praise the Lamb of God. And they refuse to open your mind up and your spirit up to see your own giftings. Because they want you to stay focused on theirs. They keep you looking outward. They don't want you to look within.
Come on now.
But the power is within you.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. They'll be just like these priests, praise the Lamb of God, and these magistrates, these senators and stuff, sitting down talking to the apostles. They never one of them asked them, how did you all get out of that jail? Because they knew they was going to say, by the power of God, that the angel of the Lord came and led us out of the prison. With the doors being locked, we walked straight through them. They didn't want them to be able to say, we don't know. All we know was we were standing, we was in the prison, and when 1 minute and the next minute we were standing in front of the temple, and the angel of the Lord told us to go in and teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They didn't want them to say that. They had no. Can you have you ever seen a jailbreak that wasn't investigated? Because it wasn't a jailbreak. The doors were still locked. The guards were there. They had no rationale. You know they went in there and checked that darn prison out for a trap door and everything. It's secure. It's secure. But they gone. Probably killed the poor guards that were standing there, accusing them of letting them go. You must understand, people of God, when God is ready to use you, there's going to be people ready to accuse you.
Yes, yes.
And they're going to want to accuse you about the formula. They're going to want to accuse you, praise the Lamb of God, and put you under a rigorous, praise the Lamb of God, process. Yes. And take you through a whole lot of this, that, and another, praise the Lamb of God, before they allow you to come into a place to be able to exercise your gift. You have a prophetic word that will change the destiny of the church and will tell some of these hypocritical, carnal-minded pastors that you got a word and they won't even ask you what it is. They just say no.
Well, come on, now.
So that they can preach that same dead sermon that they preached three years ago, and then nobody's come to Christ that day.
Thanks.
And ain't none
in
the day they preach it. You could have a prophetic word that's going to change the destiny.
Yes.
Dirt. But they ain't going to want to hear you. They ain't going to even say, what is it? What, just tell me what the Lord is saying so, you know, I can see it agrees in my spirit. You can't say it agree in my spirit because they don't have a spirit to agree with. Because their spirit is their spirit. It ain't the spirit of God. So I'm just saying to you, people of God, hallelujah. And someone gonna call me and say, man, you messing people up. I ain't messing nobody up. I'm messing you up. Because you cannot handle spiritual people.
That's right.
If you are carnal.
That's right. Religious people they work with.
You work with religious people. Religious people always have an excuse, and they always got another door to put you in another prison. If you want to go back to bondage, they got the bondage for you.
Come on now.
But when you've been delivered, hallelujah. I almost ran around the room myself.
Run on then.
Bondage set free. Hallelujah. It's free indeed. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can't put me in no bondage. Hallelujah. You can't put me in a bondage once I've been freed. Claustrophobia comes when somebody has been exposed, praise the Lamb of God, to large spaces all their life, and then you try to put them in a Cracker Jack box.
Come on, man.
Once you've been liberated, can't nobody put you back in a Cracker Jack box.
You sure okay?
You'd be uncomfortable in there.
Yes, Lord.
You don't like small places, small spaces. Because you have liberty.
Yeah.
Strong teaching.
Hallelujah. See, then that's what they don't like. They don't like this kind of teaching. Because this kind of teaching set the captives free. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
It opens the eyes of the blind by itself. This kind of teaching. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something, people of God. I've made up my mind. Hallelujah. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to preach. I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to teach the truth. I may not get invited to all of the churches I used to be invited to.
Oh,
God, the doors will open. Praise the Lamb of God. Because people are going to be liberated and delivered. Hallelujah. And empowered. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When Jesus rose, he didn't just rise to deliver us. He ascended on high and put the handcuffs of captivity and bondage in captivity.
Yeah.
That he might give us gifts freely. Now, how am I going to teach part of it and not all of it?
That's true, Paul.
How am I going to allow the people of God to know that not only are you saved, but he has something special for you, a special anointing, a special gifting that he wants you to operate in, not sit here every day looking at me. and you never use your gift.
Come on now, just sit on it.
Why would God give you a gift not to use? Y'all quiet on that one.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Hallelujah.
You know what, Apostle? I go to a church of God in Christ, and you spoke on this. You spoke on this some time back. You know, I know I'm a prophet of God. I know I've been chosen by God, handpicked by God to be a prophet. But I'm nobody's house prophet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that one prophet for this house. You know, see,
right.
The Lord to me all the time about this ministry, and you know, and every once in a while that he had picked up in the realm of spirit that the Lord had told me something. He dropped it in my spirit so heavy to where therefore it was so strong to where he felt it. And he asked me, he said, did you have a word for the house? And the Lord told me not to say anything, all because the people was not ready for the word that was had for the house.
Wow. You know, Prophet Darrell, that is one of the sad maladies of our experience, of the Christian experience today, is that, you know, as we are liberating people and bringing people into the place of having their prophetic giftings and what in full operation, we also have, praise the Lamb of God, conditions and what have you that we walk into that we see that the people themselves are not ready to hear what God has to say. But I want to say this to you. I want to say this to you, praise the Lamb of God. You must understand, praise the Lamb of God, that when Jesus came on the scene, they wasn't ready for him. Hallelujah. But you can't allow that to shut you down. When Jesus left, they wasn't ready for the apostles. But the apostles didn't allow that to shut them down. They kept right on pushing. They kept right on preaching, teaching, healing, delivering, setting the captives free. And we are called to that assignment in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. The church have served the Holy Spirit basically, hallelujah, with a notice of saying, you have so much time to come. Make us feel good and you can go. That's all we want. God is tired of it. God needs our everyday people. God needs an everyday believer. God needs a believer that is in operation. God needs a believer who knows, praise the Lamb of God, that they can witness. They can witness any and everywhere. God needs a believer, praise the Lamb of God, who believes that the healing is in their hands. That God has given them power, praise the Lamb of God, over diseases, over sicknesses. Hallelujah. Too many people are dying without anybody laying hands on them, without anybody commanding the blessing, because they don't believe, praise the Lamb of God, that God is able to do that that's exceedingly abundantly more than they can even ask or expect. They don't believe it. People do not believe the very word that they read, praise the Lamb of God, because of the bondage of the mind, the bondage of the mind, the paralysis of our thought life. Our thought life is bound. Our thought life, praise the Lamb of God, has been in bondage so long. The miseducation of the church, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. This monkey see, monkey do syndrome that we are so acquainted with that all we do is do a religious ritual week after week. week after week after week after week after week, and we're trying to find the place that's got it the best to serve up. Praise the Lamb of God. Who can serve up the best entertainment this week? So the church with the largest array of people with the money invest in bringing a superstar in every Sunday. Kirk Franklin going to be with us next Sunday. Pray that everybody run to that church. 2 weeks from now, we're going to have Fred Hammond. Everybody run to that church. But how many people is getting delivered? Not joining, delivered. 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 How many is being empowered? How many walking in their giftings? How many laying hands on the sick when they leave there? How many casting out the demons that's in their homes when they leave there? How many of them has left the demon that was in them there when they leave there?
Come on, man. You talking, man.
They still sexually addicted.
Come on.
They still homosexuals.
Come on,
they
man.
Still walking wrong with God. They still living in adultery. They still on drugs. Sitting up in church high.
Isn't that a mess?
On Sunday morning. They're still alcoholics.
Yes.
You go hear Kirk Franklin take me to the storefront church where the lady in there with the little white dress on over there that looked like a nurse, but she not, and her face glowing. And every Sunday when the service starts, she go and bow at that altar and stay there for an hour. Come tell her to lay hands on me.
Come on now.
You keep the superstars. Give me Jesus. Give me somebody with some power. Give me somebody with some transformation in them. Give me somebody that can change my sad condition. Hallelujah. I didn't come to be entertained. That's what we got to move from, people of God. Hallelujah. It was the same setup in Jesus' day. Jesus come in the temple, demons crying out. The high priest been going in the temple for years on edge, and the same man sitting there never cried out. Jesus, first Sunday in church, the demons start crying out. Demons supposed to cry out. When the glory of the Lord walks in a place, demons are supposed to cry out. Hallelujah. When they come into a house, Shatwan, that's filled with the Holy Ghost, they're supposed to get uncomfortable in the fire of the Spirit. It's supposed to burn them. They can't stand the atmosphere of God. Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. I ain't got to push this too hard. Y'all know this is the nothing but the truth, the whole truth. Help me, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm trying my best to just show forth, praise the Lamb of God, that in this hour, Erico 614, your mic is hot. In this hour, praise the Lamb of God, that in this crucial hour that we're in, people of God, God is looking for some people. Yes, Lord, that he can do great things through. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Erico 614, Lili.
Yes, Prophet. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to say I truly, truly am feeling blessed by the words that you have been speaking on the show today. I have just been dealing with something when it comes to the church I belong to. It's gotten to the point where I didn't want to go to church anymore. I didn't want to be there because the message that we're constantly receiving, I knew it was left the word that I gave last year of warning of this happening and trying to, you know, but then Madenise gave me a word a couple months ago. She said, Lily, she gave me a prophetic word on air. She said, Lily, you're there for a purpose. You're there for God's purpose, and you need to stay there. But I've just been dealing with it so heavy that I didn't know how to fight it. I didn't know what to do. I felt like I was standing alone. If you spoke up, you said something, you basically became shunned. And I just felt a certain way. And I got an invitation for a private meeting tomorrow. And I was like, I'm not going because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to hear this nonsense they're talking about. But just listening to this show, just listening to your words today, and God, the Holy Spirit bringing back that prophetic word that Magdalene gave me, it just built this boldness. I just feel something in my spirit, and I feel myself getting bold. Like, even if I don't say anything, just being there, you know, there is a purpose. And I don't have to like it. I don't have to accept it. But God has a purpose for me, and that's where I need to be, and that's where I should be, and get out of my feelings. But this, when you spoke about religion, I just wanted to just leap. Because it's so profound, and it gets you so caught up, and I see it all around, and it's saddening to me. It burdens my heart, and I don't want to say it breaks me, but it makes me feel a certain type of way. And you had asked me once what was going on, and I didn't know how to explain to you what I was feeling because I was ashamed, and I was feeling guilty about what I was feeling.
Well, I want you to know this, Lily. More than that is going to happen with you. God has you in these places, in that place, praise the Lamb of God, so he can show forth his power. Now, Lily, I'm going to tell you something, praise the Lamb of God. You have always listened to me. You've always followed my instructions, praise the Lamb, as I gave you from the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, from the Lord Jesus, as he spoke to me concerning you. Hallelujah, and it has always proved profitable to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord spoke to me while you were speaking. The Lord said, tell Lily to get a glass of water and hold it up before me. I'm adding this part, Lily. Face the east. And I'm just adding that because that's the way my mother taught me, to look to the hills from which cometh my help, knowing that it comes from the Lord. The Lord says, take this glass of water, clear glass of water, and hold it up before him and say these words, in the name of Jesus, cancer go. Amen. And drink the water, and the Lord said he's going to heal you.
Amen.
That's what the Lord told me to tell you. He told me he wanted to use you today, praise the Lamb of God, as an example of his power and his glory. Hallelujah. But it's going to be more than just for this show. He's going to do it, praise the Lamb of God, for that church you're in, too. Hallelujah. They need to see an authentic healing. They need to see a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Your time and your hour of deliverance has come. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God in heaven. And your time, praise the Lamb of God, of ministry has come. Praise the Lamb of God. That you're going to be going, you're going to be doing so much. Lily, that your vacation is just about to end. Praise the Lamb of God.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Your vacation is just over, darling. God is about to bless you so that you can run and do what he will have you to do in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. That's I'm so happy for you. I don't know what to do. Praise the Lamb of God. I really am. I'm very excited about praise the Lamb, how God has cultivated your faith in this last year. Praise the Lamb. This last year has been a powerful year. Prophet Darrell, I want you to pray for Lily right quick, right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All of us praying with you, but I want you to lead us in prayer for her now. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Right now, oh, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for the miracle that you have placed upon her life, oh, Father God. We thank you for the level of ministry that you have taken her to, oh, God. We just thank you for favor that rests upon her shoulders, oh,
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the multiple blessings that you have bestowed upon her, oh, God. In this season, in this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the turnaround right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to continue to take us through, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. God, look for your glory, God. In the say, God, we thank you. Endowment power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. God, we thank you for the change that you have done in life, oh God. God, we thank you for thankful, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to allow the blessing to overtake us in the name of Yeshua. Do it for your glory, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 My God, my God.
Amen.
Please see, I'm watching, praise the Lamb of God, how God always show forth a demonstration of power when his true word go forth. When the truth of God's word go forth, he backs it up with power. When the truth of God's word go forth, he backs it up with power. Either sinners going to come to repentance, praise the Lamb of God. Somebody going to get healed, delivered, or prophetic words going to come forth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But when God speaks through his servants, hallelujah, and it's his true word, miracles and signs and wonders are going to follow. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Lily, you a miracle today. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm not going to take this back. You are a miracle today, darling. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
People of God, it's time to spread the word. You let them know the prophet is back and tell them, praise the Lamb of God. Every hour that I was gone, every hour that I slept, I had visions and dreams. Hallelujah. Every time I went to sleep, the Lord spoke to me. The Lord carried me away. The Lord allowed me to see the future. Praise the Lamb of God. But you let them know the prophet back. Hallelujah. Some of them thought I was gone for some other reason. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But it happened abruptly, Prophet Darrell. It happened so abruptly. I just woke up. The Lord said, you must rest. You must rest. Praise, I have called for 7 days of rest for you. And told me, don't go on Facebook. Don't come on the radio show. Don't go to my church. Don't go to no church. He shut me down. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when God did that, boy, let me tell you something. I obeyed God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to always obey him. That's my promise to him, that I will obey. Hallelujah. I will obey, and I will have holy boldness. Father, in the name of Jesus, on every listener, I command the spirit of boldness.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your sons and daughters will walk in holy boldness for you. And we will not be ashamed of the gospel.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. It is the power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. It is the power.
Yes.
It is the power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of God unto deliverance, unto salvation. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the power. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God, that you came and died for us. It is the power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That you rose again from the grave and gave us gifts. Hallelujah. It is the power. Bless your holy name, Father. Thank you for your people. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healings and deliverances. Let it break out, Father, even according to your good word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All your promises. Yes and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. We are recipients, Father, of the blessedness of your presence and your power. And there is none like you. And we are willing to look weird and odd and strange and peculiar for your glory.
Yes,
we're willing to be ostracized.
Yes.
Set back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we will walk in your glory and in your power. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, were you speaking?
I just, you know, I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say, Apostle, that it's a spirit of Azusa.
My God, my God, my God. There you go again.
And not only that, I don't know if Lily's still on here, but Lily, the Lord told me to tell you, sis, don't you allow nobody to lay hands on you for the next 21 days.
My God in heaven.
And when you begin to step forth, the angel's going to step forth with you. And the spirit of praise is going to break out. I hear you doing a war cry. And when you begin to do this war cry, sis, something is going to break in the atmosphere. Keep it from the war cry that you begin to cry out in the name of Sabah. But don't you allow nobody to lay hands on you for the next 21 days.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Prophet Darrell. I know it was a word, but I felt something. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. The Lord is here. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome presence of God. Children, it's been a place in your lives. Through Father, I pray the spirit of Azusa, hallelujah, on your children. I pray it on Prophet Carol. I pray it on Lily. I pray it on Sylvia. I pray it on Kimmy. I pray it, hallelujah, on Albertine. I pray it on Maginice. I pray it. Hallelujah, on Bertha, I pray it. Hallelujah, on Janelle, I pray it. Hallelujah, my granddaughters and my sons and daughters in you, Father, too many to name. I pray it over our administrators. I pray it over our intercessors. Pray it and speak it over them, Father. Hallelujah, that power will go even, oh God, from their cells of their body. That it would heal, oh God, that their shadows healed, Father. The dead would rise, holy name, in this season, Father. Men, oh God, hallelujah, have turned from you. But we look to you and we say, give us power to walk in boldness. Give us power to perform great exploits for you in this season. Your holy name be praised. We reclaim the earth for you. Hallelujah. We reclaim this planet. Hallelujah. That you gave to the sons of men. I claim it for you. I claim this nation for you. Our cities for you. Our children for you. In the matchless name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All belongs to the Father. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha.
Hi, Prophet. How are you? That Prophet Daryl, Lily, Sylvia, Albertine, Kimmy. God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I was just listening to the show, and when you were talking about it's better to obey man than God, that hit me. And a lot of times we don't want to walk in obedience to what God says because it takes us out of our comfort zone and where we are used to being, and we're not apt for change. But I am a witness that when you obey God and follow his instructions and trust his word, that you turn his heart to you, and the love that you have for him, he knows he can trust you when he knows you can obey him. And I walked in obedience to what he said, and it wasn't easy to do. But I thank God that I obeyed what he told me to do. And I just wanted to drop that in. Obedience plays the biggest part along with our faith is to obey God and what he tells us to do.
Hallelujah. Obedience plays the biggest part. Hallelujah. That's when faith, that supernatural stuff is released in you. Perform that thing he's going to do is when you obey the voice of the Lord. Praise the Lamb.
Right.
People of God, let me say this to you before we leave. Don't forget about the gathering. Hallelujah. Don't forget November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. The Lord said this week he's going to pour out unto you. Hallelujah, people of God. Bless the name of the Lord. The Lord said, I swear by all that I am. Hallelujah.
It's God. It's God.
God said, prepare for the blessing. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, I've heard in this day a new sound. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. Those who meet tonight at the Truth Church, praise God. Tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Hallelujah, Dearborn, Michigan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock. Yes, God. Ford Road and Silvery Lane. Telegraph Road. Hallelujah. Come and be a part with us tonight. Hallelujah. As we continue in our power, we want to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Love you, Father. I love you, Father.
Yes,
Jesus, for you. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. Tremble in your presence, Father.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for the outpouring. Peace. Doors opening. Thank you, Father. God, that oil is being poured on us. I love you. I give you praise. I give you honor. Glory. I give you dominion. Oh, Father, bless the churches. Wake them up. Wake them up, God. Wake up the shepherds, God. Wake up the shepherds. Wake the sheep, Father.
Yes, God.
Stir us, God. Stir us. Hallelujah. 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 We give you praise. In the name that's above every name. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love you. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
It's time for us. We're out of time. Hallelujah. What an awesome show this has been. Thank you, Father.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, the weight of your glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Oh, Father.
Bless
your
name,
Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's Father. I give you praise.
Jesus.
I give you
Jesus.
Who is like our God today? Oh, God, I feel you strong. Bless you, God. Bless children, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now behold the Lamb of God.